We always look at Suva, but now with Lautoka, there can be a consideration that we could host events in Lautoka, depending on what type of events. If accommodation-wise, you know, Suva probably would be the best because of USP and the schools close to the stadium. But if it's for like the Masters, then we could either look at Lautoka, or if Nandi has a stadium, we could look at Nandi.
I understand there was a scout from Nike here to look for talent and possible sponsorship for some athletes.
Yeah, that's true. The guy that came over, we, Athletic Fiji, contributed to his airfare and bringing him over. He's actually the guy that responsible for all the sponsorship for Nike. And all your talented athlete, he's responsible for that. So we happen to know the guy because he was one of our athletes' coach while he was in the States. And we've kept in touch with him. And when we had this game, we did ask him if he wanted to come. And he was willing to come over to come and have a look and see, especially for Team Fiji, see if there's athletes that he could pick up and send him overseas to help them with their sporting performances and education qualifications.
And so if there were any contenders for sponsorship, how would those deals work?
Well, if there's a contenders, then the guy from Nike that come over, he will organize all that with the colleges or the university that he will want to put them in. Because this guy, he knows the track and field background back in the States. He looks after all the top athletes. So we are hoping that if he does select someone, he would be able to put that particular athlete in colleges or university where track and field is your core sports.
Now that Tonga's chances of hosting the 29 Pacific Games is dead and buried, what does the future hold for their athletes in terms of development?
This Oceania game is really good for the preparation of the athletes because from here they go on to the World Junior Championships, which is in Nairobi. They also got the Commonwealth Junior Championship, which is in Bahamas. And they've got the mini games in November, the Commonwealth Games next year. And there's a few other games next year, and there's a lead-up to the Pacific Games. So really nothing has changed. It's unfortunate that Tonga has turned it down. I feel sorry for the poor athletes. And you know, they lose the opportunity of getting sponsored facilities provided to them. You know, as you would know, in all games, everything is updated. It's done to the international standard. And I feel sorry for the youth of Tonga that they will miss out on an opportunity that would have helped them and helped sports in Tonga and also help the development of the nation. When you talk about that, you talk about the health of the nation. Because sports really encourage people to train and keep fit, and that goes a long way in improving the health of the nation.
And just to boost the Tongan athletes' performances, I understand there's some arrangement between yourself, Fiji, Samoa and Tonga.
Yeah, well, Tonga approached us if we could have a sort of a three-tier arrangement, a triangle or a competition just before the mini games, with Samoa, Tonga and Fiji competing in here, and Tonga and Samoa are both willing to come and compete in Fiji. Because the cost factor, it's pretty cheap coming here to Fiji, and it's a good preparation for them. It's also a good opportunity to give Tonga and Fiji and some of the athletes the competition that they require before a major game.
Could any of your athletes be going to the London World Champs in August?
Well, the performance of our athletes, when we look at it, it's good and it's frustrating. Frustrating in the sense that some of the schools that we expected the athletes to come out from, you know, they were prevented from coming. But nevertheless, it hasn't stopped us. We got about 150 athletes here, and we've won medals. And as far as the World London Track and Field is concerned, you know, we will have athletes going there. I'm looking at the guy that won the 800 meters and your 200 and 400 meters runner. They both have performed remarkable times. So it'll be probably one of those two that'll probably be going to the games in London.